Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. And Ivan is our good friend, the author of so many books. I couldn't see over all of them if I had them in front of me. But the most recent one, I'm pretty sure the most recent one is Truth or Delusion, Busting Networking's Biggest Myths. And he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. Is this the last one, Truth or Delusion?
No. Well, I've got one that is being released by the end of August called the 29% Solution.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I've got a copy. I've got my copy. I just don't have it in here. I think I've been reading it. Yeah, I forgot about that, the 29%. Yeah. And that's just coming out, right?
End of August. So I'm going to get to do that on your show, right? You're going to be the
Absolutely.
First show that I'll be able to.
We're going to launch it on this show.
All right.
Yeah, I picked up my copy when I was in. You had some when you were in. We were in Orlando together in May.
Yes, that was a great conference. We had an incredible keynote speaker. You know who he was? Jim Blasingame.
Who was that guy?
Hey, you did a great job. And you talked a lot about the recession, and you know what I talk about with refusing to participate in the recession.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, anybody looking for a great keynote speaker, Jim Blasingame, Jim's the guy. You know?
We had a good time. I tell you, you got a great audience. Your people were wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, as my dad would have said, and they were just really hungry for good information. I really felt a lot of energy with your crowd, and you know, wherever I go, BNI keeps popping up. Ivan, I mean, I was at a conference on small business marketing in May, just before I saw you in Orlando. I'd just been to Las Vegas, and this company, this group, Warlow, that does research on this, all of a sudden I was in one of the events and one of these the seminars and one of the breakouts, and they brought up all these facts about how people use BNI, people who are using their BNI members, and I thought, hey, and then, I know those guys, and so then I said, do you know the people at BNI? They said, well, no, but we'd like to know more about them. I said, well, would you like for me to help you with that? So without even knowing you, BNI is surfacing all over the place, and this is in research. You popped up in a way comparable to Chambers, comparable to the SBA, comparable to those organizations. So congratulations.
Thanks. Well, we're, you know, 23-year overnight success.
Yeah, exactly. And but
listen, I got to go on record by telling you that I'm going to be borrowing one of your lines, and I just want to go on record to the world.
You're borrowing it? Is that a nice way to say that you're not going to give me attribution? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know how it goes. You give attribution the first time, and the second time I heard it someplace, and the third
after
time
that, it belongs to you.
Yeah. No, I love it. It was so funny when you said, I'm the reason we get invited places. My wife is the reason we get invited back.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I think that is a great
That's not a line for me. My audience completely understands that sort of thing. No, that's a line that's good for the ladies. The ladies, that endears you to the ladies when you say things like that. You know, whatever we have to do to make the ladies happy, right? Right, Ivan?
When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Nobody happy. That's exactly right. So what's the news on networking?
Well, I'm doing lots of new stuff, lots of interesting stuff. I have a blog that I just did, networkingentrepreneur.com. I've been writing on the blog for some time now, networkingentrepreneur.com. And I have a blog that I think is really, really interesting, and it applies to networking and it applies to life. And the particular topic on this is that the hard path is easier. The hard path is easier.
Hmm.
And
what does that mean?
Well, it's based on some material by Steve D'Annunzio. I happened to go to the Transformational Leadership Council meeting this year. TLC is a network of transformational leaders that was created by Jack Canfield.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, I was invited to participate. And so I went to this TLC. We do it twice a year, and it was in Vail. And he did a presentation, Steve D'Annunzio did a presentation that I really felt compelled to write about. He spoke of a lot of things, but one in particular was that taking the easy path or the hard path in life, it's important to recognize that taking the hard path often makes life easier, and taking the easy path often makes life harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I thought about that, and we can talk about...
Hold on to that thought. Yeah, let's let the audience think about that. And I, folks, this is really important stuff. This is about leadership. This is about courage. This is about choices. This is about being discerning in the choices that you make, what Ivan's getting to. And it's very important to the future of your small business. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out. There's a little bit of Aretha bringing you back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate at 17 Till. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's where you can, the first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here every day, articles, archives, Brain Trust members, newsletter, blog, et cetera, and of course our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. Our good friend Ivan Meisner, who's our guest this half hour, is all over both of our websites and has contributed so much over the years, for which we are very grateful. Ivan, as we went to, and by the way, folks, Ivan is chairman and the founder of Business Network International, BNI, and what are you up to now? How many chapters around the world?
5,130.
Wow.
In 39 countries.
Wow. That's just, folks, you know, Ivan, I tease about you know, how you were just getting out of the United States when you and I first started. But
right.
One of the things that's really made me so happy, and I brought this up earlier in the week, so many of my Brain Trust members were either, what they were working on was a gleam in their eye when they first joined me, or it was just getting off the ground or whatever. It's been so much fun for me to see people launching projects and getting them done. Remember my friend Cherie Carter Scott that I introduced you to, because I knew you were a little farther ahead on than her, and you met with her and talked to her about it. She's really doing great with her international licensing.
Is she great?
Yeah, and so it's just so much fun to see all that happening, and folks, this is an incredible time to be alive, isn't it, Ivan? When you can have an idea, and if it's quality, and if you're a serious person and you work hard, you can make it happen, can't you?
You really can, and more in other countries as well, not just the
yep.
United States. So all
that's
around
a very
the world,
important,
you can make it happen.
Very important point. And we've done it before, but next time you come back, one of the times you come back soon, I want to talk about doing business overseas. But right now, folks, I want you to come back to the point about the hard thing is often the easiest, and the easy thing often creates more problems than it solves.
Yeah, again, this was based on a presentation that Steve D'Annunzio did, and he said taking the hard path often makes life easier, and taking the easy path often makes life harder. And the more I heard him speak, and the more I was thinking about it, I thought about how that applies to networking. And of course, certainly within BNI, I see where people take the easy path. In a networking environment, things like they don't hold members accountable for being there, they mm-hmm. don't think about quality referrals, they're not following the system that's created, and they don't support and work with each other. The real tragedy in that is that they may go on this path for a really, really, really long time, and not being willing to take the hard steps necessary to build a successful networking group, and the results are always inevitable. The groups struggle. So they're not willing to do the hard path and hold people accountable, and it leads to, you know, really things being much more difficult for them.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's so much, it's just like anything else, Ivan. If you don't have time to do it right now, when are you going to have time to fix it?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't get that. And on the other hand, I see some groups that really work hard to maintain the attendance, the quality of referrals, how to follow up, to cultivate the positive attitude. And that's really difficult to do consistently. But the results here are also inevitable. Those groups tend to be much, much more successful. And so the hard path is sometimes easier, and the easy path is sometimes harder.
Well, I believe that, but it takes courage, and it takes the long view, doesn't it? It takes being able to look at things at the long view, to be able to subscribe to that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I was talking to a BNI member recently, and she said, "Well, give me another example. I don't understand this hard easy concept." And I said, "Well, it's really simple, especially if you have children. At some point, they have to make a decision whether they're going to go to college or not." Well, that now you're talking about a great example of the hard, easy path. That kids who go to college, it's really hard work early on in their life, but they end up being, statistically speaking, you can't argue with it. The statistics are really clear. Kids with a college degree over their lifetime make a lot more money. Mm-hmm. And so it's that hard work early in their life that pays off later in their life. And it's a perfect example of hard/easy versus easy/hard.
Well, that's exactly right. And see what happens if you have a challenge and you solve that challenge, that problem, and get it out of the way, that's taking the hard way. But if you just manage that problem, and you don't get rid of it, you just manage it, which, that's what happens to a lot of people I've been in business, is they think that they're doing good because they're managing the problem, and they almost feel proud of themselves. Oh, I've learned how to deal with this thing. Boy, this thing isn't, I just go over here and I whip it into shape every other day, and it's good for a couple of days, and then I don't have to worry about it for a couple of days. Then I go back and, blah, blah, blah. Hey, folks, that's called crisis management.
Yeah,
fix it.
Point.
Fix it. Get it out of the way. Take the hard road. Fix it. Get it out of the way, and get it where it's self-sustaining, not where you have to keep spinning that plate every other day.
Yeah. Very true. Great example.
But it takes courage, Ivan. It takes courage, and it takes a faith in yourself. Because here's what happens, Ivan. When you're in business, and you know this very well, when you have to stop and take the hard approach to something, you have to kind of let other things go a little bit while you're doing that. It takes courage to be able to do that, doesn't it? Sometimes other people look at you and they say, what's wrong with him? But it takes courage. You've got to have that. Good examples, Ivan. We're going to be right back with more from our good friend Ivan Meisner, the author of Truth or Delusion. And also, by the way, folks, that's BNI.com, Business Network International, BNI.com. Tintail, stay with us. I'm nationwide. Welcome back. The Little Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad to be with you. I said that twice, isn't it? Did you get my name there, folks? if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Ivan, do you ever do that? You ever laugh at yourself?
All the time. Unfortunately, too often.
Isn't it fun, though? I mean, if you can ever do that.
Yeah.
If you can ever learn how to laugh at yourself, it really changes your life, doesn't it?
I suppose. I don't know. I've been doing it for so long, it's hard to say how it's changed it.
Well, the thing is, the people that I think are the funniest, and the people I really like to kind of poke fun at the most, are people who take themselves too seriously. They're really the most comedic people of all because of how they act. Don't you think?
Probably so. I don't think I hang around with those people that often, to be honest with you.
No, I don't spend much time with them. But whenever I should actually find them, I think they're funny. Anyway, you got to be sure to laugh at yourself, folks, because if you don't, you'll miss some of the best laughs of your life. Ivan, folks, yes. Ivan, he's always doing such exciting things. I live vicariously through Ivan's life so much of all he does. But you got something really cool coming up this next week that I want you to tell the audience about.
Well, yeah, I'll be blogging about it next week. Same blog where the hard, easy, hard material is,
okay.
networkingentrepreneur.com. So your listeners should go take a look at it next week. I've been invited to go to look at the mothership for Virgin Galactic. Now, Branson, the guy's such an amazing guy.
Richard Branson, the guy with the Virgin franchises.
That's right. He has an airline. Well, he's now creating what he calls a space line.
Huh.
And he's literally going to be taking people up into outer space.
They have to lock this guy up at night, right?
No, he's going to do it. I'll put
no, I, no. I believe. I believe him. I'm just saying. You know, this guy is almost. I mean, I think he may be an alien.
Tell him
I said that. He'll probably agree. He'll probably get a kick out of that.
Yeah, when I see him, that's definitely not one of the things I'm going to tell him. I'll just be honest with you right now. So, yeah, I've been invited, and it's really amazing because I've got a place up in Big Bear, and I was going to just drive down to the Mojave to see it, and they said, no, you can't for security reasons. You got to go to an airport and meet us there at an airport. And we'll fly you into Mojave. You can see the mothership, and then we're going to fly you back to the airport. And then we're going to have a party. So are you interested in coming? And I'm like standing there going, yeah, I'm in.
I'm in. No kidding.
I'll go.
And so you have any idea what this – now, this is the ship that Branson's going to put people into space on, right?
Yeah, you remember the XPRIZE? Where Route 10, he won by going up twice, I think, within 30 days. It's a variation of the mothership that was in that. And what it is it's a jet that will take the primary vehicle. It'll take it way, way up into the air, right below the stratosphere, and then launch. So it's an air launch platform, in
right.
effect. And then the other ship will take off from below and then go up into outer space.
And is this thing just going to go up and take you like you're going to you're not actually going to make a trip next week except just to go.
No.
You're not blasting off, right?
No, I'm not blasting off. But how cool would that be? I remember.
Are you going to do it? Would you sign up?
I might. Who knows? But at this point, I'm looking at the mothership next week.
You're just going for the party.
I'm going for the party.
You're just going for the shrimp. For the shrimp cocktail next week, right?
This. I mean, you know, Jim, I'm in my 50s, right? So
right.
I saw the moon landing live
in
the 60s, and I thought, you know, there's no way ever in my lifetime I'd ever be in outer space.
I always wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, well, now you can. Listen, I can hook you up with.
You can hook me up. Yeah, well, you might have to help me with the ticket. I might not be able to swing the ticket. What's it going to cost? About $10 million to be on the.
No, I don't think so. But I don't know. You know, I'll let you know if I find out.
Well, I promise you, he's going to put the arm on you. This trip is not going to be for nothing. He's going to put the arm on you. I promise. You don't have to come back and tell us about that. Hey, Ivan, BNI.com, right?
Yep, the company is BNI, and the website is BNI.com. My blog, if you're interested in seeing a picture of the mothership, is networking.
Oh, good. So you'll be able to take a picture and put it up there?
Well, I'm hoping so, yes.
All right.
If not, at least I'll blog about it, but I'm going to try. If they'll let me, I'll take a picture.
Well, say hi to Richard, and we need to help me get him on the show sometime. I haven't had an alien on the show before. Hey, Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
No disrespect to Richard Branson. That was actually a compliment, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.